कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद
Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Saraswati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopita Shyama Kunda Radha Kari Giri Govinda Dham Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Ganga Yamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Samavet Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Oh, Premanandi, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Rajana Rajana
Jamuna Tira Manachari Jamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjani Hari Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies. All glories to Sri Guru Sri Guru, all glories to Sri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prabhupada Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Chinamani Namaste Sarasvata Deva Gaudavani Prasadane Nirvishaya Janivari Vastacha Deshatadane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Krishna Bhavam Canto 10 Chap 39 verse 1. Shri Sukha Uvacha Sukho Pavishta Paryanke Ramakrishnaru Manita Lebe Manoratan Sarvan Katiyansa Chikara Sukhuvacha. Sukhdev Goswami said, Sukha, comfortably, Upavishta, seated, Paryanke, on a couch, Rama Krishna, by Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. Uru, very much. Manita, honored. Lebhe, he attained. Manaratan, his desires. And Sarvan, all. Pati, on the road. Yan, which. Sa, he. Shakaraha, had manifested. Translation, Sukadeva Goswami said, having been honored so much by Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna Arkura, seated comfortably on a couch, felt that all the desires he had contemplated on the road were now fulfilled. My dear King, what is unattainable for one who has satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune? Even so, those who are dedicated to his devotional service never want anything from him. After the evening meal, Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, asked Arkura how Kamsa was treating their dear relatives and friends and what the king was planning to do. The Supreme Lord said, my dear, gentle uncle Arkura, was your trip here comfortable? May good fortune be yours. All our well-wishing friends and our relatives, both close and distant, happy and in good health. But, my dear Arkura, as long as King Kamsa, that disease of our family who goes by the name maternal uncle, is still prospering, why should I even bother to ask about the well-being of our family members and his other subjects? Just see how much suffering I have caused my offenseless parents. Because of me, their sons were killed and they themselves imprisoned. Purport because Kamsa had heard a prophecy that the eighth son, Devaki, would kill him. He tried to kill her children for the same reason he imprisoned her and her husband. Possible. By good fortune, we have today fulfilled our desire to see you, our dear relative. Oh, gentle uncle, please tell us why you have come. Sukadeva Goswami said, in response to the Supreme Lord's request, Arkura, the descendant of Madhu, described the whole situation, including King Kamsa's enmity towards the Yadus and his attempt to murder Vasudeva. Arkura relayed the message he had been sent to deliver. He also described Kamsa's real intention, how Narada had informed Kamsa that Krishna had been born as the son of Vasudeva. Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, the vanquisher of heroic opponents, laughed when they heard Akura's words. The lords then informed their father, Nanda Maharaj, of King Kamsa's orders. Nanda Maharaj then issued orders to the cowherd men by having the village constable make the following announcement throughout Nanda's domain of Raja. Go collect all the available milk products, bring valuable gifts, and yoke your wagons. Tomorrow we shall go to Mathura. Present our milk products to the king and see a very great festival. The residents of all the outlying districts are also going. Purport, Nanda wanted to bring ghee and other milk products and statues for the king. When the young gopis heard that Akura had come to Raja to take Krishna and Balaram to the city, they became extremely distressed. Some gopis felt so pained at heart that their faces turned pale from their heavy breathing. Others were so anguished that their dresses, bracelets, and braids became loose. Other gopis entirely stopped their sensory activities and became fixed in meditation on Krishna. They lost all awareness of the external world, just as those who attain the platform of self-realization. Purport, the gopis were in fact already on the platform of self-realization. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Jivir Sarupoi Krishna Nityadas, the self or individual soul is an eternal servant of Krishna. That's because they were rendering the most intense loving service to the Lord. The gopis were situated at the highest stage of self-realization. And still other young women fainted simply by remembering the words of Lord Sauri Krishna. These words, decorated with wonderful phrases and expressed with affectionate smiles, would deeply touch the young girls' hearts. The gopis were frightened at the prospect of even the briefest separation from Lord Mukunda. So now, as they remembered his graceful gait,
his pastimes, his affectionate smiling glances, his heroic deeds, and his joking words, which would relieve their distress, they were beside themselves with anxiety at the thought of the great separation about to come. They gathered in groups and spoke to one another, their faces covered with tears and their minds fully absorbed in Achyuta. The gopi said, "O Providence, you have no mercy. You bring embodied creatures together in friendship and love and then senselessly separate them before they fulfill their desires. This whimsical play of yours is like a child's game. Having shown us Mukunda's face, framed by dark locks and beautified by his fine cheeks, raised nose and gentle smiles, which eradicate all misery, you are now making that face invisible. This behavior of yours is not at all good. O Providence, though you come here with the name Akura, you are indeed cruel, for, like a fool, you are taking away what you have, you once gave us. Those eyes with which we have seen, even in one feature of Lord Madhavisa's form, the perfection of your entire creation." Her part, the gopis did not care to see anything but Krishna. Therefore, if Krishna left Vrindavan, their eyes would have no function. Thus, Krishna's departure was blinding these poor girls. And in their distress, they berated Akura, whose name means not cruel. As cruel indeed. Alas, Nanda's son, who breaks loving relationships in a second, will not even look at us directly. Directly at us, forcibly brought under his control. We abandon our homes, relatives, children, and husbands just to serve him, but he is always looking for new lovers. The dawn following this day will certainly be auspicious for the women of Mathura. All their hopes will now be fulfilled, for as the Lord of Raja enters their city, they will be able to drink from his face the nectar of the smile emanating from the corners of his eyes. O gopis, although our Mukunda is intelligent and very obedient to his parents, once he has fallen under the spell of the sweet, honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring, shy smiles, how will he ever return to us unsophisticated village girls? When the Dasahas, Bhojas, Andakas, Rishnis, and Satvatas see the son of Devaki in Mathura, they will certainly enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as will all those who see him traveling along the road to the city. After all, he is the darling of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. He who is doing this merciless deed should not be called Akura. He is so extremely cruel that, without even trying to console the sorrowful residents of Raja, he is taking away Krishna, who's more dear to us than life itself. Hard-hearted Krishna has already mounted the chariot, and now the foolish cowherds are hurrying after him in their bullock carts. Even the elders are saying nothing to stop him. Today, fate is working against us. Purport, Srila Sridhar Swami reveals what the gopis thought. These foolish cowherd men and elders are not even trying to stop Krishna. Don't they realize they are committing suicide? They are helping Krishna to go to Mathura, but they will have to come back to Vrindavan and will certainly die in his absence. The whole world has become nonsensical. So here we have a whole series of verses describing the departure of Krishna after Akura informs them of the plan and the state of affairs in Mathura. Then Nanda Maharaj agrees to go, and of course Krishna and Balaram also agree to go, and they prepare themselves to do so. The gopis, who have the most intense love for Krishna, have the most intense feelings of separation as well. And that is revealed here. We don't see the cowherd boys lamenting or anyone else lamenting, but the gopis are lamenting. Of course, everyone expects that Krishna will come back sooner or later, and they don't expect that he will be gone for years on end. Otherwise, Nanda Maharaj himself wouldn't have made this arrangement. So they expect that Krishna may stay for a few days and then come back. And they're also confident that he will kill Kamsa and put things in order. But even if it's a short time that Krishna goes, this is intolerable for the gopis. Now, of course, the elders, many of the elder men left along with Nanda Maharaj to take the ghee and yogurt, etc., to Mathura's taxes. And the cowherd boys also went with Krishna. And they also entered into the wrestling arena with Krishna. So they weren't separated from him. So it was not that everybody was separated at that point, but the gopis did not go. And the many of the elder women, they didn't go either, like Yasoda. They stayed in Vrindavan, but the men went. Elder men went, and the cowherd boys went also. So the acute separation was felt by the gobis. Of course, we should not think that Yasoda also did not feel separation. So not here, but other places, there are descriptions of how Yasoda began to lament as well on being separated from Krishna. But the most intense separation is that of the gopis. So even if they don't know it's going to be a long separation, even if it's a short separation, it becomes very, very intense. So their feeling of lamentation is most remarkable. So here they begin to think about the impending separation when Krishna goes. He hasn't even gone yet. They say he's getting on the chariot, but he hasn't even left yet. But they are thinking of that state when he will be gone to Mathura. So the symptom, of course, is that in separation or impending separation and in great love, that they feel hopeless, and they suspect, they give rise to various suspicions that Krishna won't come back because he'll be more attracted to the women of Mathura. Yeah? So there's some sort of jealousy also there. So it's not just simply Krishna has to kill demons, but actually because they're in the Madhurya Rasa, they have a tendency to be very jealous, and so they are thinking of the competitors of the city women. And they suspect that he will forget about them and he will simply stay there because of the attraction to them. And they will use their skills to bewilder Krishna. So they become very worried that he won't come back, not because he has to, but he will forget everything in Vrindavan because of the skills of the women of Mathura. We see later, of course, that this actually it appears to happen because Krishna later got married and he had 16,000 queens in Dwarka, etc. And he was very absorbed in that. But he never forgot the people of Vrindavan. So internally, he was always separated from them as well. So the depiction of Krishna is not so true that this is what happened, but this is their suspicion or their fear because of their great longing and attraction for Krishna. So they think in this way. So they have the most intense love and therefore the most intense symptoms. We saw previously when they were separated from Krishna before the Ras Lila, they developed all sorts of intense symptoms, and they began to call out to the various trees and creepers and animals, etc., asking them, and then they began to enact Krishna's pastime. So the momentary separation of a few hours was enough to cause great disturbance and unique symptoms. So this impending separation here also, which will come very soon, also causes great symptoms in the gopis. So they began to speak out in this way.
just as they began to speak among themselves when Krishna disappeared. So here they also speak out. Their expression here is one of not being able to bear that type of separation. And also there is a mixture of anger. And they blame Akura for this. And they also, of course, blame the Supreme Lord himself for making this arrangement, thinking that somehow the Lord has made this arrangement and it's not at all a skillful arrangement. It simply causes pain. And they blame Akura. His name literally means no cruelty. Akura, not cruel. Akura means cruel. So Akura means not cruel. They say that actually it's not so. He's very cruel. And he's a representative of the Lord who makes these arrangements, cruel arrangements. So they blame Akura, and through Akura they blame the Supreme Lord for making this arrangement by which Krishna will leave Vrindavan and go elsewhere. We see from a higher perspective, of course, that Narada Muni had already informed Krishna about what would happen and what his duty was. And Krishna also had agreed to this. And he's the Supreme Lord, ultimately. So it was actually Krishna's arrangement. So the gopis were not faulty in one sense, that they don't speak of the Supreme Lord here and blame him, thinking it is Krishna. But actually, Krishna made this whole arrangement. And it involves this separation. Later we'll have explanations of why this prolonged separation took place, why the Lord arranged in this way. This is not understood by the gopis because they don't think of Krishna as the Supreme Lord at all. So all they do is feel the intense pain, and therefore they blame the Supreme Lord for this, making this particular arrangement. In the Rasa dance, we'll see again that the gopis became angry, and Krishna had disappeared, and when Krishna came back, they were joyful, but it said that actually they were still angry at Krishna because he disappeared. Not because he's Supreme Lord, but simply because he was Krishna. And he had somehow, on his own will, he had disappeared, and now later he came back. So they could not give up their anger. And it's only after Krishna pacified them with his sweet words that they gave up that anger and they were satisfied. In that explanation, he said that the reason I separate is to show the world the intensity of your love that nobody else has. Your feeling of separation and pain is greater than others, so this indicates that your love for me is greater than anything else. So I want to show this to the world. So that is why I've separated from you. After that, the gopis were satisfied because this was a praise of the gopis' love and their intensity of their love. So the same explanation can be given here. Why did Krishna go, and why did he agree to follow Narada Muni's instruction? Why did he go to Mathura and cause such pain and not come back for many years? The answer is more or less the same. It is to show the world the intensity of separation, not only of the gopis, but everyone in Vrindavan. So later on we'll see when Uddhava comes that when he sees Vrindavan, he sees that everybody is in a state of near-death lamentation. And so Nanda and Yasoda and all the elders are also in this state. And everyone is in this state. Even the cows are in a state of separation. So this is purposely done to show the special nature of the people of Vrindavan. So that's the arrangement. Beyond that, of course, there is two types of separation. momentary separation, which is painful for the gopis and others. But then there is prolonged separation. So prolonged separation has not happened here in the past times yet. So this is an example of prolonged separation when Krishna goes to Mathura. And therefore the feelings of separation become even more intense than the separation we see during the Rasa Leela or whatever. And therefore we get the most unique features of the love of the people of Vrindavan, and particularly the gopis, revealed at this stage. So these are reasons why Krishna made this arrangement. Still, it appears very peculiar that Krishna would allow this to happen for such a long period of time. And it becomes inexplicable. However, we find there are explanations that it was not so such a long time after all. It was a few months. So Vishnu Chakravarti indicates that Krishna did return in another form. So simultaneously he kept his promise and he also stayed in separation. So he came back in one form, and the people of Vrindavan were satisfied after that. So he had kept his promise. When he left, he said, "I will return soon." And so he came back after a few months. And in another form, he fulfilled his obligation to the Yadus. And he killed all the demons and put them in Dwarka, etc., and married all the queens. So, and then later, he returned to Vrindavan. So in this way, he satisfied both parties, the people of Mathura and Dwarka and the people of Vrindavan. So there was a separation, but it was not prolonged separation. It was a few months at most. So we should never blame Krishna for not keeping his promise. And definitely he is with the people at all times. So in any case, because of their great emotional pain, they begin to blame Akrura because he's the immediate cause of taking Krishna. And they blame the Supreme Lord for making such an arrangement. And so they label both of them as being very, very cruel, because they're the immediate cause of this separation from Krishna. So this indicates the great pain that they feel. Even if Krishna's not even gone yet, but even at this stage they are feeling that pain. They have great, great fear of the future, for that he won't return, etc. So all these statements that they make in these verses are expressions of the intensity of their love.
I think in the verse it is mentioned that gopis were guessing that Krishna might not come, and gopis are saying that these Vrajavasis are going to commit suicide, something like that, by taking him to the Mathura. Something gopis said, you know. I think gopi knew that he is not going to come back, something like that. Even committing suicide also say it like this. They are this brother was going to commit suicide by sending him to the Mathura.
There's some statement like that. I don't know where that was.
Some statement I read. Some statements.
Some areas, 27. Oh, this is in the commentary.
The commentary. Siddhaswami commentary. And another question is that I think somewhere is mentioned that, you know, this Akura revealed the identity of Krishna, that Krishna is not the son of Nanda and he's a son of Vasudev.
Yeah.
But nothing is mentioned here, like, you know, how Nanda Maharaj accepted it so easily.
Oh, well, later on it's explained that, and again when he was in Mathura, when Krishna was in Mathura and he was about to leave, or just before he was leaving, then again Vasudeva explained the whole situation to him. And he said, well, he's our son, not your son, or whatever like that. But Nanda Maharaj did not really believe these words, because of his great affection for Krishna. And then Krishna said, no, we are your sons, to Nanda Maharaj. Yeah, he said, we are your sons. So that's confirmation for Nanda Maharaj. So whatever others said, he didn't really believe their words. He says, he's our son. Of course, there's also another justification, that those who raise the person as their son consider him as their son. He's their actual, the son of that, the father, etc., because he raises them, even if the birth wasn't there, etc. That's another, because of attachment, they call them the son. But more than that, Nanda Maharaj takes Krishna as his son, born from him, etc. And whatever they say, he doesn't really believe that. And this is also justified by other statements, because it talks about the sister was younger of Krishna, Krishna's younger sister, and Yasoda was born or gave birth to this girl child. But that if the sister was also there, then it had to be Krishna, and so Krishna was also born of Yasoda. So then that's the explanation of Vishwanath, that Krishna was born in both places, to Yasoda and to Devaki, simultaneously. But along with Krishna, then the girl child was born, who went back to Mathura, and then comes to try to kill her, and then she rose up in the sky, and it was Durga Devi. So therefore, Krishna was actually the son of Nanda and Yasoda, in that way.
This... how Krishna the son of Nanda?
In another scenario, eternally, Krishna is not born in the spiritual world, so he's the son of Nanda Yasoda. So that's another thing.
But it didn't reveal so clearly there that Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. But only indirectly it said that, you know, that Nanda Maharaj had a this daughter also, and that's like the daughter is younger than the Krishna.
Yeah, younger sister.
Yeah, I said that Anuja something mentioned. Anuja means normally younger. Saying it didn't mention so clearly.
Not clear, no. Probably to show the, to bewilder also, as we say, not everything is stated directly, just as so many other things are not directly stated. So this is one of the things not stated directly. We see in the Rasa dance that Radha is not described directly, main gopis are not described directly, it's all indirect without giving names, etc. So some aspects are indirect, or not explicitly stated, but inferred from the context. And even that Krishna returned eventually to Vrindavan, that's also not stated directly, but inferred again through certain texts in the Bhagavatam.
Here we see something more like, you know, the gopis, you know, they also have some doubt that if Krishna wants to go to Mathura, he will be captured by the woman of Mathura and he may not come back. So is it like, is that the nature of the woman that has all this mentality to put
well,
up?
Yeah, this is one characteristic in Madhurya Rasa, both in separation, even in meeting, there's always some doubt or some fear or whatever that Krishna will separate from them. And then the various reasons are there. So even in Vrindavan, when Krishna is there, then there is doubt. When Krishna is with some gopis, then those gopis are fearing that Krishna is going to go away to these other gopis. So then that's why we get the competition between Chandravali's group and Radha's group, because it's always the fear that Krishna will go off with them. And so they're trying to prevent those gopis from seeing Krishna, etc. So this is one characteristic of Madhurya Rasa.
Same kind of doubt we see in the material world also. Same kind of doubts we see in the material, especially the woman always doubting the husband, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is, of course, there's similarity. The difference, of course, is that they are on a fixed level of prema. So then there's no deviation from their own love. So these are only symptoms of that, the fear of separation at some point from Krishna, caused by their greater attraction to Krishna. That's all.
Also, you find that the gopis try to stop Krishna, but the men and the gopas, they gave a send-off. So which means that
they went with them.
Oh, that's the reason the gopis were there. Yeah.
And Yasoda was there, of course, left, and the elder women were left there, but the cowherd boys and the elder men.
But the gopis are telling in one of the verses that how come that Nanda and gopas never stopped, and this and why they didn't stop Krishna? Don't go to Mathura.
Akura had come and he explained the situation and this and that. And Krishna and Balaram agreed to go. They agreed.
Also, we find the sacrifice.
So, of course, we find in other texts that Nanda Maharaj also promised to bring Krishna back to Yasoda. We'll bring him back after, you know, killing Kamsa, we'll bring him back, etc. So he was confident that would happen. But later on, then it was a complex situation, and he came back and he didn't bring him back. Krishna himself was also confident of this. They were more or less laughed at, you know, the threat of Kamsa, etc. And they all seen Krishna kill the different demons. You know, the Keshi demon had come, and before that, Aristasura had come. The recent demons were there, and he had killed them. They were confident. And of course, Akura also informed them of Narada Muni's. His special mission was to kill the demons, etc. So he had to go there, etc. So they were confident that he could do so. Mm-hmm. Not in detail, but unless he revealed the plans and everything, so what Kamsa wanted to do, etc., and also what Narada Muni had said. So he revealed as much as was necessary to convince Krishna and Nanda Maharaj to go. That's all.
Even though Devaki and Vasudeva knew very well that Krishna was in Vrindavan, they never made an attempt to go and see him. That shows that they were afraid of Kamsa. Kamsa will find out, or they had so much sacrifice with them.
Because only when Narada Muni came that he got a confirmation that actually Krishna is in Vrindavan. That's when he actually, you know, got definite proof that Krishna was in Vrindavan.
Vasudeva knew very well, because he went and kept Krishna in Vrindavan. They were very well know that Krishna has been raised.
Vasudeva and Devaki knew, but they kept it all secret from Kamsa.
This shows a great sacrifice. It's not so difficult to find to be with Odesan son.
That Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and that we can say that they have all knowledge that Supreme Lord is not to be killed by anyone. So then why they have to hide it, you know, because Kamsa cannot do anything to the Supreme Lord.
Well, they also have Vatsalya Rasa. So due to the strength of the Vatsalya, then they see the Lord as their son also. So he's not only the Supreme Lord, he's also their son. And when they see them as their son, then they also have this protective instinct that they have to protect him. They don't, if they think, okay, he's Supreme Lord, he doesn't need any protection, then they wouldn't have any Vatsalya Rasa anymore. So because of this Vatsalya Rasa, there's a mixture in their perceptions of, one, he's our son, plus he is Supreme Lord.
Whenever Krishna descends to the material world, the residence of Goloka Vrindavan,
In one sense, he's eternally there.
Right. But still, they even same in Vrindavan, he's eternally there. But the gopis felt the separation.
Huh?
Even in the Bhuloka Vrindavan, when Krishna went, he never steps out of Vrindavan. But he was hiding from them.
Well,
they didn't know.
Of course, in one sense, the Lord is everywhere at all times. But in terms of pastimes, he wasn't visible there for anybody. So it's the visible Krishna which was absent for them at that time.
Thank you.